You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
All right, good to have you with us. In case you missed it, in the first hour, we covered the horrendous Eagles-Chargers game that we were all subject to and forced to watch last night that went deep into overtime and deep into the night. As well, the Phillip Rivers signing to the practice squad of the Indianapolis Colts and how the Indianapolis Colts have just butchered their roster and their quarterback position and how dumb NFL teams are. On top of that, we also brought up and mentioned that the Commanders have very little to hang their hat on, very little that they can count on, very little that they can be super optimistic about entering 2026. And that includes the quarterback. Because the quarterback can't stay on the field and he's regressed. So now he's got two knocks against him. You can still hope. You can't feel good about it. You can't. It's impossible. If you're being realistic, you can't. On top of that, at the end of last hour, AMAC brought up a pressing question that he's just been aching, just dying to ask. I mean, he's been blowing up my text. Every time I see him, he's like, Rooster, you got to answer this question. You got to answer this question. I said apparently last week that the Giants were a bigger clown show or the biggest clown show in the NFL, right? That was after the Monday night loss. You got Abdul Carter constantly missing meetings, being benched for a second time in 3 weeks. You got Jackson Dart taking massive shots after everybody but Santa Claus has told him not to take massive shots. You got the head coach was fired. You got the defensive coordinator is fired. You got a general manager who gives away every great player that he's had. You got injuries up the wazoo. You got failed draft picks. So on and so forth. So AMAC was just waiting in the weeds. He was just like a mobster in northern Jersey, just waiting in the weeds to pounce. And pounce he did. On Sunday afternoon, fires off a text. Hey, Rooster, who's the biggest clown show in the NFL now?
I did not send no. I sent no text of this sort.
I think so.
Why are you such a liar?
I think you did.
I'm 100% sure I didn't.
I'm pretty sure you did. Anyway, I think you did. You've been aching for me to answer this question, though. You want to know what I think about who the bigger clown show is between the Giants and the Commanders, right? Is that what you want to know?
Yeah.
That is what you brought up at the end of last hour, right?
That's
whether you texted me or not. I believe you texted me.
I didn't.
About this. Pretty sure you did.
100% no.
Okay. But you want to know the answer to that question, right?
I would like to know it, yes.
Okay. Here's my answer. The Giants clearly are.
No.
Clearly.
Surprise.
Even though the Giants might wax the Commanders this Sunday, the Giants' general manager has done a horrible job. They don't have a head coach. They don't have a defensive coordinator. Their star player on offense is injured and severely injured.
How does that create a clown show? And we can debate about horrible job from Jones Shane. He's made a couple bad moves. And they are very bad moves. There are great draft picks on this team as well. He fixed the offensive line for the first time in a while.
He did?
Yeah. The offensive line is doing one of the top 10 in terms of quarterback pressure is offensive line in the league.
I mean, they're better.
Yeah.
I don't know if he fixed it.
Yeah, it's definitely better. At the beginning of the year it was tough to look at.
Okay.
Since we put in Jackson Dart, yeah, the offensive line has been much better.
Well,
Thomas coming back has been much better.
Listen, it helps to have a mobile quarterback. I mean, Russell Wilson's not mobile.
Yeah. Also got Brian Burns. I mean, we can argue. I think Joe Shane gets a lot of flack for the Saquon Barkley trade and then letting a couple of pieces go.
McKinney.
Yeah. But again, if you're drafting well, that was a draft pick from the New York Giants. Uh-huh. If you're drafting well, you're going to have to let people go.
Yeah. How did the Evan Neal pick work out?
Everybody has bad draft picks, Rooster. How's Johnny Newton doing? How's everybody except for Jaden?
Well, I mean, Johnny Newton, I mean, at least I could defend my guy Adam Peters by saying Johnny Newton was 36 overall. I mean, Evan Neal was number 7 overall.
How's everyone except for Jaden Daniels doing?
It's a fair question.
When I say
clown show,
uh-huh,
I mean there's a lot of just extra stuff, right? The Commanders Redskins football team used to major in clown show.
Mm-hmm.
Under Dan Snyder, under Ron Rivera, there was just a lot of controversy. There was a lot of weird stuff. There was a lot of mistakes. There was a lot of bad football. The Giants have been competitive this year in most of their games. They've had leads on the road in Denver, Detroit in the fourth quarter, as we know, almost won those games. They also, went down to New Orleans and lost a game, right, to New Orleans, and New Orleans was bad at the time, right?
Yeah.
They're not good, but they've been competitive in some games. They weren't very good the last time we saw them on Monday night against the Patriots, right?
Yeah, a really good team.
Sure, but I guess my point being is it's not just to be bad, it's to have a lot of controversy and a lot of zooey-type feeling
around the organization. We fired our coach, and Abdul has been late to a couple of meetings. I don't know if that considers...
And Jackson Dart can't stop getting hit and thinking it's okay.
Excuse me?
Despite everyone but Santa Claus telling him not to get hit and to take kill shots.
He's a competitive quarterback.
I want him to be a quarterback on the field.
How many times has Jaden Daniels, everything that you're saying about my team.
I want him to be on the field too.
Exactly. Everything you're saying about my team, you can hold a mirror and say about your supposed team.
No.
Jaden Daniels continues.
You can't tell me that the Commanders are as much of a circus zoo act as the Giants are.
I can't tell me that.
Cowboy B, you're looking incredulous. You lost 30 to 0
to the Vikings.
Yes.
You got dominated by your division rivals in the Cowboys.
Yes.
You guys won 12 games last year, and you're not even sniffing 4. How can you sit here and tell me that
because
you don't?
Because we just won 12 games last year and went to the NFC Championship. I mean, are we only looking at a recent snapshot, or are we looking at big picture?
I'm saying.
The Giants have been terrible for 10 years.
Exactly. That, like, of course we're going to fire our coach. Of course our GM is going to be under scrutiny.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, if you look at it this year compared to last year, this team is clearly more talented.
Uh-huh.
This team clearly has a lot of young talent, a lot of young promise. When you look at your roster, everybody's saying this roster outside of Jaden Daniels sucks. That's not even me being a Giants fan. That's your fan base.
All right.
Your supposed fan base coming in and saying that.
Before we get to the calls, Cowboy B, as an independent observer, as a somewhat neutral observer, you're a Cowboys fan. That's why we call you Cowboy B, or at least you were as of Thursday night before you broke your leg jumping off the bandwagon, which caused you to miss work on Friday. Who do you think, which organization is the bigger clown show right now? However you define clown show, the Washington Commanders or the New York Giants? Be honest. Nobody's going to hold you to anything. Nobody is going to be mad. Nobody is going to make fun of you. Nobody is going to say anything bad about your opinion. I'm asking for your honest, visceral opinion.
Ooh, this is a... I'll say the Giants.
Ooh. Bigger clown show or the less of a clown show?
The bigger clown show.
Ah.
Because...
See?
At least the Commanders, observer. They have a plan in place. They have a course of it. They have a GM. They have new ownership. Things are starting to look, even though it's a down year, things, you can argue that things are looking up for them. But on the other hand...
Are you talking about for the Giants or are you talking about for the Commanders?
The Commanders.
Okay.
But the Giants, on the other hand, it's kind of like... Like, Jackson Dart's cool, but he might have CTE by the time he's 27.
Jeez.
Cam Scatterboo.
I mean, you think I'm mean?
I mean, I don't. I guess my thing is clown show is where I kind of like. I think I would prefer to be in the Giants. I'm going to say that I would prefer to be in the Giants situation than the Commanders situation just because of our young talent and the probability of getting a new coach and getting someone in here to lead this team. I think that there's a lot blown out of proportion about our situation based off of the normal course of a bad football team.
Cowboy B, he makes some reasonable points.
Yes,
he does.
Yeah.
However, the point that you were making was, I mean, the only thing that I think you kind of left on the cutting room floor is that the Giants have been much more competitive this year, by and large, than the Commanders, right? So how much does that count, like, in terms of the evaluation? The Giants lose, and they lose a lot. They were the first team eliminated from the playoffs. But they lose close games. They have leads in the fourth quarter on the road against Detroit and Denver and more. Yet they lose. The Commanders have been blown out 5 games by 20 or more points. But the Commanders aren't going to be looking for a new head coach. They're not going to be looking for a new general manager. They're not going to be looking, well, all right, they're going to be looking for a new defensive coordinator. Their star player doesn't have a torn ACL and a giant unknown, right?
Correct.
So that's why the Giants are a bigger clown show than the Commanders. And it has nothing to do with your fan allegiance because you're a Cowboy. Again, you were a Cowboy fan until Thursday night when you broke your leg jumping off the bandwagon, which caused you to miss work on Friday. Right?
Actually did work Friday.
You did?
Yeah.
It's funny. I tried to call you to talk about the Cowboys loss and you weren't here.
Well, I still worked. I just wasn't here working.
Oh. Okay. Well, because I didn't see you, and I didn't hear you, how was I supposed to know that? I count that as a missing person.
A-Mac should have told you.
I asked. He said, no, you were off.
Don't.
He said you didn't show up.
We're going away from the fact that, you know, it's 2-1. Everybody thinks the Giants are a bigger clown show, apparently.
But you don't think that.
No.
So let's open it up to the audience. Right now on a Tuesday, who's the bigger clown show? The Commanders or the Giants? And how do you define that? What do you... I kind of define it by the amount of massive questions and massive chaos that the Giants are in right now, that the Commanders, maybe you want them to be in that again, but they ain't going to be in that. A fairly smart guy pointed out, Dan Quinn's got a 5-year contract. There ain't no way Josh Harris paying 3 years of a contract for him to sit on the sidelines or to offset it with a defensive coordinator job and wherever. I mean, that's a fair point. All right, let's get out to you on the phones. Let's Let's get to our guy Ross in Tampa to start things off here. A little bit past 14 minutes after the hour and hour number two, our first call of the day. Hello, Ross. How are you, pal?
What's going on, Russ? How's it going with you, man?
Ross, what's going on, brother?
Not much. Well, shoot, let me jump in on this real quick. So, you know, the last time the New York Giants been to a conference championship game, I was a young, healthy 20-year-old. Wasn't very happy that they were the representatives of the first Super Bowl that was held in my city of Indianapolis. And in the past 10 years, the Giants will be looking for their 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 head coach. We're talking Coughlin, McAdoo, Shermer. Who remembers that guy? Judge and Dable. And I think we're in a pretty better situation because at least with us, you know, Russ, we brought in all these aging veterans who came from championship cultures and championship teams, the set of culture. Based off what I've seen on Hard Knocks, I think that culture's set. You know, so now, and I was telling AMAC on the air, like, listen, we must run or lose out, get that number one pick. You can start talking about Adam Peters losing his job if you just stand pat and take. I don't care how sexy that player is. You got to get back as much capital as you can. But I'll let you follow up on that, Russ. And I got a bone to pick with you.
And okay.
They're not really a bone to pick. Oh, we can do it. Okay. So I knew you were a Raiders fan. I knew you were a Raiders fan after we beat them in week 3 and then you started the show. Oh, man, you went off about that schedule. Oh, I thought that was a heel turn. I'm like, yo, Russ, we won the game. You're talking about the Raiders schedule. Now, that was bad. It was bad because you had that Monday night football game.
Oh, wait, you thought I was a Raiders fan because of that?
I mean, we just won the game without Jaden Daniels. Kind of the mood was shifting a little high. Then you come in, you like, oh, the Raiders got screwed. You guys are, you know, are kowtowing to the NFL. They're taking your money. I'm like, whoa. I was kind of thrown off a little bit. I felt like I was getting lectured. I got caught speaking girls in the house. I was like, okay, he's upset about that schedule. But now it all makes sense. Okay. But they weren't an NFL team when your son was born, right? I doubt it. He sounds grown.
No. But they now play in Las Vegas, which is his hometown. So he, of course, roots for the Raiders. Plus,
okay.
I think I think he also secretly likes just calling them they. Haters.
I'll do that too. Shoot, everybody got their side piece, you know. But no, what I hold my head on with the Commanders, answer your actual question. Shoot, by the time 2026 rolls around, we all gonna know what that palace is gonna look like over there by the river.
Mm-hmm.
I've been so zeroed in on that. You know, I was telling my buddy, he's not too much younger than you, Russ. I was like, yo, HKS, they partnered up with the Commanders. He didn't know who they were, and I was letting him know the stadiums that they built before, you know. And then that's what I'm looking forward to. I got full trust and confidence in the regime right now, head coach and GM. It's like we went to the national conference championship with who we had, a rookie quarterback and a group of misfits and some aging veterans. It's like, why not run it back and, you know, just add a little bit more talent? But we got injured, and there was no way we could. So I just feel like we need to go ahead and do what we set on doing and just drafting and developing. Let's not sit on all this salary cap money worrying about a future contract that might not even be – who knows, man? They might mess around and who knows? But use the salary cap money that you got. Stop with all these one-year deals. That's what I'm holding my head on.
I think that's more than fair, and I think they are going to have to get more aggressive and maybe also add maybe some wild child. You know, or some guys that maybe aren't exact perfect choir boy fits into the brotherhood and all that stuff. Maybe people need a little controversy. Maybe people need a little badassery. You know, maybe people need a little piss and vinegar. You know, that kind of thing. You know, perhaps. I appreciate you as always, Ross. Thank you. Good to hear from you, brother.
All right, man. You too, buddy.
Take care. Let's get to. We got to get to a break. That's what we got to get to. Sorry, I forgot. Hang on. We'll get to AA. We'll get to Jason. We'll get to Lap. We'll get to you. 301-230-0980. What do you have to hang your hat on moving into 2026 for the Commanders in a lost, miserable season? Number one. And number two, who's the bigger clown show? However you define that right now, the Giants or the Commanders as they meet up. And boy, can I not wait for that one. I mean, you want to talk about drama. High stakes drama, boys and girls. Sunday afternoon at MetLife. Woo! Boy, can't wait.
Battle for last place.
Yeah. The battle for the number 3 seed or the number 3 pick. Woo! Man, Doesn't get any bigger and better than this, boys and girls, on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio. Tune it.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
All right, good to have you with us as we approach halfway home on a Tuesday afternoon. We'll get right back out to your calls right here, right now, asking what do the Commanders have to hang their hat on approaching 2026 in the midst of this awful, awful season. Again, it's not the amount of losses. It's not the losses in a row. It's the competitiveness or the lack thereof. And it's what you thought you were building, the core that you thought you were building that you could, again, hang your hat on and be the identity of the turnaround, sustainable turnaround, is now all filled, laced with questions. What do you have to hang your hat on? And then, as a side, Giants Commanders playing this week. As you know, AMAC is a diehard Giants fan. I am a diehard Commanders fan.
No.
Yeah. Which team is the bigger clown show?
Diehard Giants,
listen,
Commanders, Eagles,
I mean, burgundy and gold oozes out.
Yeah, because you probably ate something gold. I'm saying you got a little tortilla there and blood is red. That's why you're bleeding burgundy and gold. But you got a Jets mug, Eagles jersey from Buffalo. Listen, man of many affiliations. It's all right.
From Long Island, went to school in Buffalo.
Yeah. So Giants, Buffalo, Jets fall somewhere and somehow Philly, now Commanders. We get it.
Raiders,
okay. Yeah.
I mean, I love the Rams, McVay, and Ben Kotwika. Love the Vikings, KOC. Love the Packers, Matt LaFleur. The 49ers, Kyle Shanahan and Bobby T. All my guys.
You can be bought.
Mike McDaniel and the Dolphins.
You can be bought.
Raheem Morris and the Falcons until he gets fired.
Yeah, that's why you're always making fun of Cowboy Bees, because you wish you could break your legs jumping off the bandwagon so easily.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, Cowboy B keeps denying that he's got a broken leg, but I've seen it. I have seen it. Let's get to our guy, Double A, out in Annapolis. Hello, Double A, MCO. How are you?
I'm not good, and I'm going to need an extra minute here because I never thought I would see this day on Sports Talk Radio. I cannot believe that my boy Chris Russell has officially made Linus Winingham look competent. You must have been down at the dispensary with Mark from Largo and Willie hitting the bong, because I just can't believe what I've heard coming out of your mouth today.
Well,
I mean,
what's that?
Okay, first of all, Phillip Rivers is a legend, and Phillip Rivers could come in off the street and know 10 pages in that playbook and make the Colts look better than they have in the last two games.
Okay.
But we got to go to this Giants thing, okay? Because listen, I know we beat them in week one. This team is playing with Jameis Winston and without their best player. And granted, they have lost so many heartbreaking games this year, but they look better, and they're going to add to it in the offseason. They're going to get their best player back. We are a sideshow circus right now. To your point, we went from the NFC Championship game to this dumpster fire. Okay, granted, we're going to have high draft picks and maybe ammo to trade down with that. Lattimore's gone, maybe Payne, Allegretti, and others. But Chris, we have been blown out by the teams that the Giants have gone down to the wire, like the last second, Dallas, Chicago. Well, maybe not blown out by Chicago, but they dog-walked us for a while up and down the field. And there's some other games in there, too. The Packers, okay? They should have beaten the Packers. So while I don't, you know, like to say that, it, you know, don't want to say the Giants are better, the Giants are in a much better position. We have question marks everywhere. We need, like, 8 new defensive players. I don't even know if that's even possible, like to get that many, but we are a lost cause right now because we're as competitive as the Titans.
Here's the thing that I would say, Athan. You make some great points, right? You're wrong about Phillip Rivers, even though I'm a big Phillip Rivers guy. But you make some great points about the Giants, and you make some great points about the Commanders. But I got to remind you, you were the guy that spent all offseason, every phone call, every chance, telling me that the Giants were going to cover against the Commanders in week one. How did that work?
It didn't work out, but that was like 12 weeks ago.
Oh!
We're talking here in the now. Here in the now. Here in the now, my friend. But hey, listen, we got to change the subject for one quick second.
Yeah.
Then your son. Okay, your son, I'm sitting here asking him what he wants for Christmas, right? And he says, nothing, and then he says, I don't know. I offered to take him to the Gentleman's Club. I offered to go to Canton and take him to the Gentleman's Club and have some time and get up on stage and dance with the ladies. He wasn't having it, okay? So I don't know what's going on in the Russo family today, but there's something in the dispensary that you visited with Mark and Linus. So I don't know what's going on. But, the Giants may not – they sucked in week one against us. They're going to look a lot better this Sunday because while I hope we win, Chris, like I said yesterday or the day before, there needs to be a major, major come-to-Jesus meeting with the owner, the GM, and the head coach of this team of how they're going to build this team and how they plan on keeping that quarterback healthy, because they don't stick to the run, and it looks like they got dog-walked by the Vikings. They ain't scored 10 points in two games.
I'm proud of you for this one thing, though. You made a very passionate, intelligent argument. Not that you never do. You always do. But you never said that the reason why they're a clown show is because of their shield and their identity and their logo and their this and their that. I was shocked that didn't come out.
Team.
Huh?
They're an expansion team. Well, they're an expansion team. Exactly. I mean, that's all it is. I mean, not the team I grew up rooting for, but they do represent
Washington. Well, if they're a true expansion team, then they shouldn't be expected to win, right?
Well, every blind squirrel finds a nut once in a while. They did last year. So.
I got you. Thank you, Double A. Appreciate you.
You got it, bud.
My son is not going anywhere near a strip.
Yeah, that was crazy.
I mean, Athan has a weird, twisted sense of humor. Let's just put it this way.
I think that, if anything, that shows that your son is on the right path.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't been to a strip club since 2011 in Seattle with a bunch of Redskins executives and officials. I walked out after 15 minutes. My skin was like, yeah. It was like crawling. Yeah, I used to love them when I was 19 and going to school in Buffalo and 10 minutes away from Canada. We used to go over to St. Catharines, Fort Erie. Used to go over to all the gentlemen's clubs there. You can get away. Yeah. A, you could drink legally at 19 in Canada. So that was one reason why we went there. But there was another reason. That was when I was 19, 20, maybe even 21. Since then, I've wised up. I've wised up. You don't want to go anywhere near those places. All right, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. We will get back to the calls on the other side. Jason and Laurel Lapp and you. I'm surprised that more people aren't taking umbrage with me saying, I don't know if you can hang your hat on Jaden Daniels. I'm not saying you can't. I'm just saying that's in dispute right now. It is. It absolutely is. Sorry. It absolutely is. Play performance-wise and injury-wise. Not to mention everything else. The rest of the roster is littered with major questions. Major questions. To Athens' point. And we went over some of that last hour. On the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Stay with us, 301-230-0980.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
So I asked the question, what do you have to hang your hat on? So navigating the noise on Twitter had a good response. I just responded on Twitter. But for those of you that are listening, which is what, like, why we're here, I'll bring it up here. He said, Trey Amos, the entire offensive line, hopefully a fresh look at defensive coordinator from outside the building, and maybe even a fresh, more modern offense if and when Cliff Kingsbury leaves. Interesting response. I mentioned Trey Amos. Trey Amos had a lot of injuries this year. He was banged up throughout camp. He was banged up early in the season. And then the knockout shot. I don't know what Trey Amos is. I mean, what I saw, I liked. But can he stay on the field? I don't know. I can't count on him. I don't think. I can hope, but I can't count on him. Hope and count is different. The entire offensive line. Well, that's great, except Laremy Tunsil's going to want a massive new contract. Chris Paul is a free agent. Biotish going into the final year of his deal. Does he get a new contract? Sam is fine. And Connerly, as long as he doesn't regress, but let's be honest, is there any way to assure that he doesn't regress? A bunch of other first-year guys that had success initially have regressed here, and it happens elsewhere, but especially it's happened here. Michael Gibbons says, new stadium on the way. The problem is you don't reap any of those benefits until 2030, but it'll be nice when they start building it. Back to the original tweet that I was just mentioning from Navigating the Noise. A modern offense if and when Cliff leaves. What are we talking about? Are we just talking about under center, under center, under center? Guys, stop believing every analytic that you hear and see and thinking that's the ultimate answer. I guarantee you, if they were under center 90% of the time, you guys would be bitching about not being in gun or not being in pistol and not being in spread and not. Cliff Kingsbury runs a modern offense. He's runs no huddle the most in the NFL. It's spread. It's gun. It's pistol. It's some under center. He runs a modern offense. What am I missing? 301-230-0980. Let's get back to the calls. And let's get to, we lost Jason. Let's go to Lap in D.C. next up. What up, Lappy? How are you? Lap? Oh, boy. Put Lap back on hold. See if we can figure out where he is. Is that Jason on line four? AMAC?
Yeah, Jason, I think he was in the middle. You could try to take him, but he was in the middle of finding a better spot. He was kind of like shaky, but go ahead and try him.
Let's try him. Let's see if we can hook up with Jason now in Laurel. What up, Jace? How are you?
Hey, Chris, can you hear me?
Yeah, it's a little broken up. We'll try, but might have to put you on hold.
Sorry about that. Yeah, so I think I look at our roster as a 52-man roster because I'm cool with Jaden. And I tell you what, I think every team in our division, I'd switch rosters with. The Giants, I think, have a better roster top to bottom, minus the quarterback, than we do. Same with the Eagles, same with Dallas. And I don't even think it's a no-brainer for me. As far as what we can hang our hat on, I do think the movements we made in the offensive line looks good moving forward to next year. And I gladly raise my hand as being solely wrong about the O-line coach because I wasn't a fan when they hired him. But I think he's done a great job. I think we have youth on the O-line, and there's some people that can play. But I think the Giants have a much better roster than we do. I think we have better coaching staff, and I think if our coaching staff had that roster, we'd have better results. But, you know, the problem that we have with this team is they stayed pat when they shouldn't have. We were not an NFC roster last year. We got there on luck, guts, good coaching, and almost MVP quarterback play. And you take those things away,
and had the injuries, and you have what we have here. But we're old, too many places. We don't have depth. And we don't have depth because of all the draft picks we've lost over the years. So, you know, I think that the Giants are in a much better place other than, you know, they don't have our quarterback. I think our quarterback can be
fine.
You think
they are less of a clown show than the Commanders?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But
absolutely, and like I said, I would take the roster.
I do get that there's no doubt that the roster is better built in New York than it is here. There's no doubt about that. I guess I look at everything else. Like, AP has struck out a couple of times. There's no doubt about that. Marshawn Lattimore trade, bad trade. A couple of draft picks haven't helped. Haven't helped much. Haven't done much. No doubt. But, like, I don't know. Right now, and obviously this is a critical offseason, I'd rather have Adam Peters than Joe Shane. They don't have a head coach.
You know, I think Adam Peters is better.
Coordinator.
And I think Adam Peters has made two real mistakes thus far in his term here. One was staying pat with roster and coaching staff after last year, because I do think they should have made some changes defensively. And the Lattimore trade. But I like the Tunsil trade, and I hope we keep Tunsil. I mean, I think offensive line is one of the strengths of this team. I appreciate that he wanted to build the offensive line to protect Jaden. I think he's done well there. I think the Senate pick, and, you know, you got to give those time. But we just don't have the depth, which is why all this stuff looks worse through our eyes than I think maybe it does in the league. We don't have any depth. And you can't fix depth in one or two drafts. Not going to happen, you know. And
that's a good
where
point.
We are.
That's a good point. It is hard to really improve sustainable depth. It is, but I think that's what people are most disappointed about is that the way you build depth is through the draft and guys at least showing that they can contribute and contribute at a decent enough level that you feel good. Right now, you kind of feel good about Jordan McGee, but you don't know if he can play 65 snaps a game at a high level. You don't, right? And it's hard to feel good about anybody else outside of Connerly.
And I think what they need to do more than anything else with the defense is when we got Jackson and Pierre Garçon for a young RG3, that was awesome for our team. And we saw what we did that season. They need... I know he wants to build through the draft, and I think building through the draft is smart, but on this team right now, you don't have enough time, and you don't have enough picks. You're going to have to add some younger free agents that show promise but aren't stars yet. And can you get those guys here in this team and develop them and develop the team? And until he's got four or five draft classes under his table, that's where we're going to be, you know, because you can't – you listen to these radio waves – they need anywhere from 5 to 10 starters on the defense in the next 2 years.
Here's the problem, well, Jason. I agree with you on needing more time. There is no doubt about that. To truly turn it around after all the botched picks of the Rivera and Dan Snyder era, I have no problem with saying that. The problem is this fan base is not patient. This fan base wants to fire people right now. And I'm not saying they're going to operate like that. Asking people to be patient for two and a half more years, I mean, I don't know. I sense it. I feel it all the time now. I hear it. People want immediate results, and it doesn't work that way with every
organization. Yeah. Instant gratification. Look, your best employee when you hire a new employee, isn't your best employee usually like in the first month or so? That takes some time. They got to develop. They got to grow into themselves.
I agree.
And I would say with the young draft picks of this team, I mean, I think they can develop.
Yeah.
I think there's lots of good reasons why they drafted them. But, you know, a 23-year-old second-year player isn't going to be a standout on your NFL roster generally unless he's one of the top five picks. Other than that, they're generally not going to stand out.
I don't need them to stand out, but I do need, man, I do need to see, like, the arrow more pointing up for a few of these guys. Again, Johnny Newton, Mike Sanders still, Ben Sinnott, Jalen Lane. I don't see the arrow pointing up right now for any of those guys. So that's a problem.
Newton, I don't see it myself, but I feel good about Lane and Sinnott. I mean, I think Sinnott has really improved his blocking.
Yes, he
has. In the last game, I saw a couple plays where on one given play, he's blocking 2 to 3 people.
Blocking
that's amazing.
Is not his, blocking is not his issue. And that will keep him on the field, but they already have John Bates to do that as well. They need somebody now, especially with Zach Ertz gone, to step up in the passing game. Because it's not Colson Yankoff, it's not John Bates, and so far it hasn't been Ben Sinnott. And that's the problem. I got to let you run. I appreciate you, Jason. Good to hear from you. Let's get to Lap. Try him again. See if we can get him on the show. What's up, Lap? How are you?
Hey, what's up, Rooster?
What's
How's
up,
it going,
Lap?
Bro?
What's going on?
Hey, I think we're a clown show right now. I mean, I think our quarterback is better than the Giants. I think our GM is better. You know what I'm saying? But top to bottom, man, so mostly they got a better team, man, like talent-wise. If you could take Jaden and get those players from Giants and put them on here, man, we're a different team. But we got a lot of work to do, man. And I want to see Ben Sinnott get out there and play. You know, it's unfortunate that Zach Hurst got hurt because he been playing some pretty decent football since he's been here. So, but we'll see, man. I just want us to regroup, lick our wounds, man, get ready. I hope Jaden is in that mental because he's been getting a lot of buzz with Caleb this year and Drake May and them guys and Bo Nix. And, you know, they talking about J.J. McCarthy, like all these quarterbacks, man, like he's hearing it, man. So he better come out, get these reps if he can the rest of the season. They don't get hurt again. And we go forward for next season, man, and get it on the ball, man. But they got to improve this team all the way across, especially on the defense and the draft. If we can't get that receiver from Ohio State, I mean, from Ohio, I want all defensive players in the draft. All defensive players. That's what I would do.
You're talking about Carnell Tate or Jeremiah Smith?
Yeah. Oh, Carnell Tate. Yeah. I'll take him. I mean, I'll take either one of them.
Jeremiah Smith is not eligible, right? He's not eligible, right? Carnell Tate is.
I'll take Tate. But I'm saying if Tate is not available, when we draft, we could either trade down and get some picks or get a good defensive end or something. I think the one from Notre Dame, I'm not sure, but all defense. That's what I'm getting. All defense in the draft, except Tate. If Tate's available,
I don't disagree with that. Even though they need help on offense, they have to largely go defense. I don't know if they go all defense, but they have to largely go defense, and they certainly need more picks. Thank you, Lap. Appreciate it. 248 team 980. We got to take a timeout. More of your calls coming up. Stay with us. I wanted to bring up this point from earlier in the show. We mentioned how dumb the Indianapolis Colts were managing their quarterback situation, knowing that Anthony Richardson was a lost cause. Daniel Jones always hurt and then got hurt, and then they still didn't do anything, and then he got hurt again, and now he's gone for the season. And they only had Riley Leonard, who's now hurt, on the active roster, and Brett Rippon on the practice squad, and now they sign 40,000-year-old Phillip Rivers, who hadn't played in the NFL since 2020. And he can't go on the practice squad or on the active roster, or he loses his Hall of Fame eligibility window, blah, 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 blah. J.J. Watt, who works for CBS, Hall of Fame defensive end, says, fun fact learned in production meetings, Phillip Rivers ran the same offense as the Colts. Where is it? I just hit the wrong button. As the Colts for his son Gunner's high school team this season. He and Shane Steichen spoke weekly about it, discussing plays and even film. So familiarity with the scheme should be no problem whatsoever. It's a good nugget. I didn't realize that. Had no idea about that. That's the kind of information that changes a perspective. The problem is, he's still 44 years old and hasn't played in 5 years. And he still has to be like, hey, man, no problem. Screw the Hall of Fame. That's why this is still a weird, bad, crazy move that the Indianapolis Colts botched. But that's a good nugget of information. Did not know that. Let's get to Telly in D.C. What's up, Telly? How are you?
Hello to the Redskins. Chris Hussle. What's poppin'?
What's up, Telly? How are you?
Man, I'm coolin', man. I got to go back. I got to say, Jaden is not the issue. We've seen this in the past and for years. Just to bring you back to that game, that first possession, it was like second and long. They go on the center, they give it to Chris, and he runs it for like, 12 yards? Instead of feeding the man, and keep feeding that horse, then, you know, Kingsbury go back to what he do. And luckily, they end up giving it back to Chris again in an offset formation. They get it down to the two. And then Kingsbury goes back to what he does instead of being consistent. So my whole thing is not putting the quarterback on the center 100% of the time, because no, you still right back where you started. But you have to mix it up. You have to show different looks to keep the defense off balance. And that's the issue that Kingsbury has. Instead of sticking to something that's good and that's working, he goes away from what was working to want to do what he wants to do.
I would absolutely agree with you on that. I'm not questioning that at all. There is no doubt about that. The question becomes is, how in the world does this is the part that I don't know and I don't have the answers on. Like, if all the fans and media can figure this out, how do football people that work 100 hours a week not figure this out? How does one say, nope, Cliff, you are doing a great job with the game plan and play calling? Or is it, hey, man, we don't want to say anything to Cliff and ruffle any feathers because he might leave, or because he might get pissed, or he might be offended?
That's why we need the right people in charge. I don't care about feelings or if you're leaving or not. If something is working and you see that it's working, make the change. The same way you could take the playbook from your DC, you need to make some noise and say, hey, look, Cliff, this is what we're doing. I remember when we had that 100-page playbook or what have you, and Gibbs is like, you know what? He went to Clinton and said, look, this is what we're doing. And they changed it up and they made a move. That's what you have to do. Forget feelings and friendships and all that. If you want to win, do what you got to do to win the game. Hell to the Redskins, brother. You be easy.
All right, Tell. Thank you. Appreciate it. We got to take a timeout, right? All right. Let's do this. Let's take a timeout. We'll come back. John in Oklahoma. Mark and Laurel will finish up on the phones. And then AMAC and I are going to spend some time on Notre Dame, because I got a bunch of audio that I want to play. And I want to discuss. I was trying to get Joe Theismann on the show because I know he's all riled up about it, but I haven't heard back from Joe yet. Maybe that'll happen tomorrow. I'm not sure. But this Notre Dame college football playoff, Alabama, Miami, JMU situation deserves our attention, and we will give it. Plus, hopefully, a little hot stove. The Nationals made a big trade over the weekend that nobody noticed on the Team 980.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.